this is a better one.
Radio, we got one down. We need
one to go to Moscow. Get a black hood.
Sir, let me see your hands. Let me see your hands. Sir, come around for the building.
Black pants.
Good. Cover. Good.
Sir, come around for the building. Come around for the...
It's him.
Sir, come around. Let me see your hands. Get your hands up in the air. Put your hands in the air. Get your hands up. Stand up.
All right. Good. Last time, what did you see?
I seen him had a gun in his right hand when he come around the corner and it had it pointed down.
Okay, all right. But did you initially see the guy down at the end of the alley?
I seen no hooded sweatshirt.
Okay, yeah, so you can see something.
Yeah, I can see something, right.
All right. Good, and you address cover? Because that's a perfect opportunity. You've got that air conditioning unit right there. You may as well use it. It should at least help deflect bullets. One thing that we want to remember is when we have an injured officer, said he was shot in the leg, think about your tourniquet. Yeah, so tell him, do you have your tourniquet? Put your tourniquet on. Can you get your tourniquet on? I'll cover you. You know, get your tourniquet on, because then he can get back in the fight. Because remember, if you have arterial bleeding, you only have about 30 seconds to get that tourniquet on, and only about 3 minutes. That's when you're going to black out, and then about 3 minutes before you sanguinate, before you bleed out. So tell him, get that tourniquet on. I'll cover you, okay? And once he gets that on, then you guys can address the threat.
Gotcha.
Great. All right. Very good. Larry, make sure you sign the roster.